ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Vanuatu is well known for its controversial Cash for Passports or Citizenship by Investment scheme that generates millions of dollars a year in revenue. Now, one of its closest neighbours, Solomon Islands, is also looking to follow its example, although that may depend on how things play out with the coronavirus pandemic. It was revealed this week that the Solomon Islands Cabinet will consider starting its own citizenship by investment scheme with the potential of generating hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue. This comes as Vanuatu reviews its own arrangement, which has sold more than 4,000 passports since 2014. But there are mounting concerns about the screening of buyers and the loss of sovereignty. Pacific Beat reporter Evan Wasuka has been looking into this. Evan, what exactly do we know is the Solomon Islands planning?
This idea for Solomon Islands to have a citizenship for investment scheme only became public this week when the Governor-General, Sir David Vunagi, delivered a speech to mark the opening of Parliament. In that speech, he outlined the government's achievements and he also looked at new potential revenue earners for the country.
The government is also undertaking due diligence and an innovative investment program that has potential to bring in huge new revenue to our economy. This is the Citizenship by Investment program, where high net worth individuals go through a very stringent process to be considered citizenship by investment.
Well, Sir David Vunagi goes on to explain that this isn't a done deal yet and will be considered by Cabinet.
Many small developing countries have implemented this program with many driving substantial resources from it annually. Most in the excess of $100 million annually. A paper is expected to be tabled in Cabinet later this month to consider this new and innovative opportunity that will require careful scrutiny of the proposal.
That's Solomon Islands Governor General Sir David Vunagi. Evan, what's been the reaction to this announcement, knowing we've all been quite preoccupied by coronavirus too?
Well, not a lot locally. In fact, it hasn't even been picked up by local media, which isn't surprising, given that the Governor-General's speech was over 2 hours long and it was 60 pages. This was just one of the many items in his speech. But as we've seen in Vanuatu, the selling of citizenship is a controversial topic and a very political one. So we'll see how Solomon Islands civil society and the parliamentary opposition react as more information comes to hand. Now, in the meantime, James Batley is a distinguished policy fellow at the Australian National University, who served as a diplomat in Vanuatu and as High Commissioner to the Solomons. And this is what he had to say.
I think the real issue is that Pacific Island countries are rightly proud of their sovereignty and jealously guard their sovereignty. But when you're in the business of selling passports, really you're selling your sovereignty. And I know that the Governor-General's speech to the Solomons Parliament talked about stringent guidelines and safeguards, but really you would have to wonder what the capacity of the system is to ensure that anybody that bought a passport in this way was really a desirable person. Solomon has only got very limited capacity to undertake that sort of due diligence. It seems to me to be potentially quite a risky area.
In Vanuatu, passports were sold for $150,000 US to foreigners, with almost 2,000 passports sold in 2018. Now, apart from tax, this was the country's biggest revenue earner. But there was also criticism over the screening process, with alleged criminals gaining access to those passports. And the government was also criticized for selling off Vanuatu's sovereignty. Now, Mr. Batley, he says Solomon Islands should learn from Vanuatu's experience.
It became a very important revenue stream for a country like Vanuatu. But I think it's important for countries also to consider what are the costs of these policies as well, not just the financial benefit. There are some genuine risks in selling passports to the wrong sort of people and also risks and costs to the national reputation of a country.
That's James Batley from the ANU and our reporter Evan Wasuka. And Pacific Beat has also requested an interview with Dr. Jimmy Rogers, who's the Secretary to the Prime Minister.